Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My age?
No, your race.
What?
I'm sorry?
You said my age or my race?
Your race.
Black.
Black? All right, thank you. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
All right, so is that a definite? All right.
Yes.
So would you mind sharing your age?
55.
55. All right, thank you. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote this year?
8.
All right, thank you. So would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
About the same. All right, thank you. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong. All right, thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Do I disapprove of what?
Yeah, exactly. Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No.
So I'm assuming you disapprove then?
Disapprove.
All right. Will that be strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strong.
All right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. And in your opinion, would you say that the economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Getting worse. All right. Thank you. So thinking about the issues facing the country right now, which of the following would you say are the two important issues for your members of Congress to focus on? Would you say it's making college more affordable, forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, improving K-12 public school education, reducing crime, protecting abortion rights, combating division and racism, border security, fighting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, or creating more jobs and raising wages? You can choose up to two.
What did you want me to do? That was a long question.
Yeah, so if you could choose any of those. So I gave you like a list of all these issues, and if you could choose up to two issues that you think are the most important ones that the members of Congress need to focus on.
The insurance, the health, and I forgot the other one you said.
I'm sorry?
Give me one more. Say one more.
Oh, all right. Well, I just want to confirm. You said protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, right?
Yes.
All right. And for a second one? Would you want to say, like, maybe passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, or reducing crime,
guns in the hands of the wrong people.
All right, thank you. So not only can you rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means you like them, a 0 means you don't like them, and a 50 is neutral. So the first one is Oh, and also if you don't know them or have never heard of them or have no opinion, you can also mention that. So the first person is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Never heard of him.
Democrats in Congress.
Never heard of him.
Oh, you've never heard of Democrats in Congress?
Oh, yes.
All right. So what's your opinion about
them? How long is this going to be? Because I'm about halfway sleepy. How long is this going to be?
Well, this survey does take about, like, maybe 12 minutes.
So we want to... What are you going to do for me?
Well, you get to share your opinions.
Well,
we are about 30% done with the survey, so we already did go, like, we already advanced a lot with just these few questions. So, what rating would you give Democrats in Congress?
What rating?
Yes, like on a scale of 0 to 100. Where a 0 means you don't like them, a 50 is neutral, and a 100 means you do like them. What rating would you give Democrats in Congress?
A half.
Half? All right. What about Tim Scott?
Half.
Kamala Harris?
Half. All of the same. I have not seen no improvement.
All right. I'm just...
One Democrat or public.
All right. Well, there's just three more people, so I unfortunately can't just fill it out for you. But so you're saying half, right? Like 50%?
Yes.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Half.
Republicans in Congress?
Half.
Jill Stein?
Half.
And Joe Biden?
Half.
Half. All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote for?
I don't know right now.
All right, no worries. So did you happen to see the debate between Biden and Trump yesterday?
No, I'm still asleep. I hate I missed it.
All right. So would you say you saw, like, nothing at all?
I see a little bit.
All right. So from what you saw, like, about the debate, did it make you more or less like for Joe Biden for president?
No.
All right. So did it make you much less likely to support him?
No.
Did it make you... much more likely to support Biden?
No.
Did it make you
somewhat? I'm in the middle. I'm undecided by election right now.
All right. So now from also what you heard about, like, Trump, about this debate, make you more or less likely to support Trump for president?
Half.
All right. So that'd be, like, maybe somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Most likely. Unless,
go ahead. All right. So now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. And if you could tell me which of the following you think are the two biggest threats to the African-American community as of right now. And you can choose any of the two options I'm about to give you. So the list goes, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, stagnant wages and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime
wages,
and violence.
The wages in the college. The
wages in college?
In college. Mm-hmm.
All right. Job secure and the college. All right. Well, there isn't one option that says college, but is the lack of quality education opportunities good?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a short list of issues, and if you could tell me whether you think Trump would do a much better job at dealing with this issue, Trump would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, Biden would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, or Biden would do a much better job at dealing with this issue. So the first one is, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.